Hello, this is Will from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
One?
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. May I ask your age? How old are you?
50.
Thank you. How would you describe your gender?
Female.
Female? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you very much. What grade is your child currently in?
Sixth
grade. Thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, a homeschooling, another format?
Public.
Public, okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation.
I have another child who's 26 that's doing that, but not in the public school, not a vocational school. He's already graduated from high school and has a college degree.
Okay, thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your sixth grade child's school was graded in the same way, considering all the parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How would you grade your sixth grade child's school so far this year, or is it too early in the year to tell?
I'd say B.
B? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about the letter grade you just gave to your sixth grade child's school, What were you thinking of in particular when you gave that grade you did?
Special education services.
Special education services.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Next question. The best of your knowledge, is your sixth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
No.
No. Okay. How about in terms of math? Is your sixth grade child working at the level expected for students of their age group when it comes
no.
to math? No.
No.
Okay. Does your sixth grade child have individual education plan, sometimes called an
yes.
IEP?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does your sixth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
No. Thank you. Thinking about your sixth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Very concerned. Thank you.
Yeah.
How much have you discussed your sixth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them?
Not at all. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, thank you. Which of the following do you think your sixth grade child will be interested in doing once they finish high school? Begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter workforce, or something else?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea.
If you want to, I'll read you the options again.
No, I know what they are. I'm just I'm living this right now.
I understand. I understand that. And I know
say,
I called you off guard, so take your time.
No. We're literally in the middle of this kind of stuff with a plan and figuring out if this is the best fit. I would say, I guess I would hope for an associate's degree.
Associate's degree. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much. How well is your sixth grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goal after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well.
Somewhat well.
somewhat well. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What will you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Learning disabilities and past trauma.
Learning disabilities and?
Past trauma.
Past trauma.
Trauma in the past.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sure.
You say your sixth grade child would most like to begin an associate degree. How confident are you that your child will be in position to do this after high school? Very confident? Somewhat confident? Not too confident? Not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat. Thank you. When thinking about the possibility of your sixth grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? The cost of books, is it a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern at all?
Not a concern.
Okay. What about the cost of applying to college?
Not a concern.
What about total tuition cost?
Just a little of a concern.
Is it a minor concern then?
Minor, yeah.
Thank you. What about the cost of room and board?
Somewhat of a concern.
Is a minor concern?
Sure.
Or a major?
Minor.
Minor. Okay, thank you. Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everyone, most people, some people, just few people, or nobody?
Some people.
Some people? Okay. Mm-hmm. As you may know, vocational, technical, or voc tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your sixth grade child school offer vocational training?
No,
they don't. Okay, thank you.
No.
Do you think vocational technical programs in your sixth grade child school will benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Will you be open to exploring vocational programs for your sixth grade child after they finish high school?
Yes.
Will you consider, might not consider?
I would consider.
Thank you. What would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your sixth grade child?
None. Concerns.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, so you know we're almost done. Okay. When thinking about post-high school plans for your sixth grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? Teachers. Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Very.
Very. What about guidance counselors?
Very.
What about friends and peers' plans?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. What about family members?
Very.
Very. What about college prep programs?
Somewhat.
What about your influence as a parent?
Very.
Very. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your sixth grade child identify as the LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
No. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only English?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Graduate, okay. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category.
Okay.
Below 25? 25 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, 100, less than 150, more than 150.
More than 150.
Thank you. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
02043.
Thank you. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey will not be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
Are they education-based?
Yes,
or is it more than that? Sure.
Sometimes, majority of the time is education, sometimes a little bit of politics, another subject. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I ask your first name?
Margaret.
May I ask your last name?
Karen.
What is the best phone number to reach you with survey invitations for text message?
I'd rather not give that.
Okay, no problem. What is the best email address to reach you with survey invitations?
magc73@hotmail.com.
Okay, hotmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said magc73@hotmail.com.
No, M as in Michael.
Oh, M-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
Email.
Email. Okay. Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey.
Okay.
I appreciate your time and cooperation.
Okay. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.